Jackpot. Synanon was a sinister society set up to prevent trusting anyone. People were encouraged to not form contracts, e.g. trusting friendships, by making it publicly lauded to break a contract with a friend before they did it to you. In other words, to betray a friend's trust and confidence was rewarded, whilst to not do so was to invite even more trouble that was called jackpot, which resulted in publicly humiliating punishments. I never broke a contract. They were always broken with me. I learned to never trust anyone, not ever. Love and trust were no longer part of my life. The first contract I had broken on me was the result of me and my cronies' stupid and dangerous act one day. Roommates of mine from Echelon 8, Chris, Juan, Danny, Kevin, and I were doing our laundry in the property laundry room like we'd been taught. "Hey guys," Kevin said, "think fast," as he started throwing the detergent pucks at us. One hit Juan in the head, who screamed, "Puto!" and started chucking them back as we all laughed and threw them at each other. The puck fight spread outside with Chris laughing hysterically and yelling, "Hold your mud on the floor, Juan, you fucking puto." "Yeah, gringo, hold this, maricón." We were mindless of what we were doing as we let off steam. Danny screamed, "Hey, watch this, you guys." And he started throwing pucks over the back fence onto the Santa Monica freeway, mindless of the danger this posed to passing motorists. We thought it was funny because we were messed up little boys and we all started chucking them in high arcs over the fence. Anyhow, Danny copped out, ratted out to doing this in the next game and blamed it on me because I was a newbie. "I didn't start it, asshole. You did." "Nah, man, it was you, payaso," Juan chipped in. "Yeah, you stupid fucker, it was you, admit it." Kevin pointed his finger at me. "No, I didn't. Danny did it first, and you guys did it too." "Only after you started, though," Chris added. I started crying at their betrayal and stopped trying to defend myself. Guys I thought were my friends had turned on me like sharks on a bloody seal. I took the fall right into jackpot. The demonstrators had absolute power and authority to mete out any justice they felt warranted, so they shaved my head and made me wear a sign tied by a string around my neck that read, "I am a stupid. Please ask me why I am a stupid." For 10 days, I wore this sign like a crown of thorns every waking hour. At first, I could smell the marker ink on the placard under my nose. It was like smelling salts, and the flapping sign on my chest were constant reminders of my stupidity. I bore the shame and silent anguish with the rage I was unable to define. Daily, I was tormented over and again by people sneering at me. "So, why are you stupid?" To which I retold the story of lofting detergent discs on the freeway. I described how my stupidity could have killed somebody. Everyone from younger and older children to adults became private inquisitors. Throughout those long days in the Southern California sun, it was drilled into me that I was the most stupid little boy in the history of man. To the prosecutors of my sentence, I was stupid for my actions. But to me and my self-loathing, I was stupid for being caught. I was stupid for trusting others. And I was stupid for being tricked by my mother into being in the cult in the first place. During this whole time, I don't remember seeing my sister or talking to her. My only tangible connection to my past life was denied to me. I became a drone in the hive called Synanon, but I had a secret that was so closely guarded I wouldn't know about it for years to come. The real David was alive. He was in hiding in a secret chamber so far down inside that even I couldn't get there anymore. I was like Anne Frank with Nazis all around. Later, I came to call this cowering entity Little David, who was the hidden last glimmer of hope in my waking nightmare called life. Big David had taken over to bear the brunt of the psychological, physical, and sexual abuse that continued throughout my hellish internment in Synanon.